Мерседес нам придется купить Ладу, ну нормально. Придется переехать из Спадника в Рублевке, придется переехать в нашу квартиру в Москве, нормально. Ну ты же меня будешь любить? Она говорит, буду очень любить и очень скучать.
Like one of the biggest heroes from the Thai boy cave thing right. was like the anesthesiologist who went in there and like monitored and like administered a really mild sedative to all the boys.
Oh damn!
Like how insane to do that in, under those conditions, and like anesthesiologists have to be like watching the numbers and like watching their equipment, making sure they're not giving too much, like. Wow, that's pretty
yeah, that's
insane.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, that's there are all these new details that keep coming out about this Thai boy cave adventure.
Yeah,
that is it's really interesting. I read one today. I think it was on the front page. I don't know if it was today or this week, but it was Kumal had just shredded Elon Musk in a Murdered by Words.
Post. Really?
Basically, because evidently, so Elon Musk made this big to-do about his like stupid fucking submarine that he was going to put in there as like a PR stunt, right?
Oh, why were people saying it was dumb? I saw just a video; it looked pretty sweet.
Well, because it was impractical. Like it didn't actually fit into the cave or something. And by the time it was done, they had already been saved.
It felt like an attention grab, too.
Totally. So evidently Elon Musk called one of the rescuers a pedo because he got mad at him.
Oh.
And, yeah. And so, and I just think that's a hilarious side plot to this whole Thai boy cave thing.
I just love that there's no good succinct way to talk about the Thai boy cave adventure.
I know. Exactly. It's the only thing you can say about it.
I was going to say, you got to watch out for the rescue worker who raises his hand with a little too much fever.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Yes.
I'll go save the boys. I'll save all the boys.
I'll save the Thai boys in the cave.
Yeah,
the Thai sedated boys in the cave.
Yeah, the sedated Thai boys. And the other thing. We're saying two out of like one of the most infamous sexual terms of all time. We're saying Thai boys instead of Thai lady boys.
Oh,
I feel like
right.
It's I don't know. My mind goes places when I hear Thai
yeah.
boys.
Yeah, it's really. I mean, it's hard not to be completely honest. But
yeah, it is. It's difficult.
But anyway,
it's pop culture, man. It's pop.
So
culture.
I'm as you guys know, I'm at my little brother's. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Right. This is the day after my little brother's wedding. Which is tight. I guess we should probably introduce this thing before we get into it.
Yeah.
Hopefully the audio sounds okay. I mean, we're back to doing this remote pod thing, but this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Free day up in this.
I don't know how the bandwidth is in our respective places. So if for some reason it cuts out, we'll do our best to edit this thing and make it sound extremely silky, but otherwise, sorry again for doing a remote pod. We'll be back together again next week, I believe.
Yeah, dude.
Hopefully.
Why'd your brother have to go fall in love and everything?
I know, dude. Jeez. But yeah, I'm here for Sam's wedding. It was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was like emotional, and I gave the best man speech, and it was, you know. What I was getting ready for, I've never done one of those before, and I was very, I wasn't nervous, but I was prepping things, and people just kept being like, implying that I should write it. And yeah. I was like, oh no, I'm not, this is, I don't write.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's not what's happening here. So when I got up, I was kind of like, this could go one of two very, very different ways, you know?
Any antics or anything? Like, did anybody pull out a pistol or
nobody pulled out a pistol.
An ant's butt or anything cool
I'm
like
trying
that?
To think. I have two ants who absolutely hate each other.
Ooh, spicy.
And they were put at the same table.
Why?
Which is great because I think it was just as like a little passive aggressive move to get them to have to communicate. But eventually I was keeping an eye on them. And at the very beginning of the night, they were like kind of sitting across from each other and like a steely eyed stare. And then by the end of the night, they were kind of adjacent to each other talking.
Oh, good.
But one of my aunts thinks the other has Asperger's. So she came up and told me that later. And I was like, man, good start to your guys' relationship coming back on.
Yeah, that's a good Molotov cocktail to throw at the family affair.
Totally. But everything was great. And I'm still here for a couple of days and watched the World Cup final this morning, which is a really good segue on the topic today. Freed, you're leading this today, right?
Yeah.
Do we have a specific sub or is it mostly around that post?
Yeah, so the topic today, we'll sort of tease it now, is, you know, just because the World Cup final was today, and I sort of started looking around with World Cup conspiracy theories because I feel like FIFA and the World Cup is just rife with fuckery, you know.
Totally.
And so I started just kind of doing a general search, and then I found a couple interesting sort of theories, which just led me. Here's the one sub that it's kind of led me to, which I don't even know if it's related, but I think it's awesome. And I just want to throw it out there. It's called a normal day in Russia.
Oh, of course.
And I've just, of course. Maybe we'll just use that as a jumping off point or something.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a FIFA sub and there's a World Cup sub, and most of them are pretty positive and just general about kind of World Cup and sports talk. And then there's obviously some threads that are about specific conspiracies. Right. But man, then I found this A Normal Day in Russia sub, and I'm just like addicted to all these crazy ass pictures of the shit that happens in Russia. It's like Florida on steroids.
Oh, it really is.
It's it's like cold Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
And like the 1850s or something. I don't know. It's pretty awesome.
All right. So we'll get to that in due time. But first, before we do that, let's talk a bit about the front page of this past week.
Yes. So Papa John's.
Oh my God. Papa Bless. No longer Papa Bless, I guess.
Nope. I think the whiter his teeth got, the more racist he got.
Yeah, that's true. So. Like, we've known for a while now that he kind of sucks ever since the whole NFL kneeling situation.
Right.
But then this week, it came out that, like, he used the N-word while having a conference call about improving his image.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and what was the context? The context was like, well, Colonel Sanders could say the N-word, so why can't I? Yeah, it was like basically. Something to that degree. It's just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, but of course, he said the N-word. It wasn't like the N-word. He said it.
Actually said it. Like, how is this guy? And this is Papa John we're talking about. Everybody knows Papa John. I mean, nobody likes him, but he's everywhere.
Do you know if it was recorded or if it was, this is just hearsay from, because it seems like it's proven, but I haven't heard it.
Right? Let me see.
I don't know. I mean, obviously somebody in the room could have been like, this is what happened.
It's a power grab.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know if I was recording, but I not to say I don't believe it happened, but it's really interesting. I mean, the context, we don't really know the context. He seems like kind of a cocky ass douche that just like has gotten so rich off of his pizza empire that he thinks he's like above the law, which is such a great like personality direction to go in. Like, fuck the world, I'm rich off.
Yeah.
So I also saw, speaking of people abusing their power. So this is coming on Reddit itself, and this is from the sub, not the Onion, but Reddit CEO tells user, "We are not the thought police." Then suspends that user.
What?
So Spez, our Lord and Savior here. This article is actually from Ars Technica, which is a really good kind of just a good publication in general. But a Reddit user has found himself at the end of a week-long suspension. And from the look of his account, it might have come because he publicly shared a direct message exchange with Reddit CEO Steve Spez Huffman over the platform's handling of hate speech. Reddit has confirmed to Arts Technica that Huffman's conversation, as posted by user, what'll my username be? That's funny. On Sunday, is legitimate. The conversation begins with Huffman responding to the question, why do you admins not just ban hate speech? And we've actually heard this a few times from the Reddit people, because it's a really fascinating part of the whole Reddit narrative in the conversation is who is the judge of hate speech, right? Like, it's a fascinating point of view. But so it's Spez, our violent speech policy is effectively that. And then the user, I'd argue that hate speech should be banned with its own rules separate from the violence policy. But thank you for replying. Spez, hate speech is difficult to define. There's a reason why it's not really done. Additionally, we are not the thought police. It's the role of a private company to decide what people can and cannot say. And then, but it is the role of a private company to decide what people can and cannot say on its own platform, is what the guy said. And then Spez responds with, I know what you're asking, but it's nearly impossible to, it's a nearly impossible precedent to uphold. It's impossible to enforce consistently. So, and that tends to be my stance on it is, you know, you can't really, like, it's hard to define what hate speech is because hate is relative to who is receiving the hate. And, you know,
I hate the whole slippery slope argument, but I really think that it could become a slippery slope. It brings up the question, so many people online, it's shitty, but just bully each other and are dicks for no reason. And it's
totally,
like,
totally.
I don't know. That's like, I don't know, a unique thing right. to the internet that shouldn't start to be infringed on.
I agree. But it is, I just find it so funny because this is also a typical like Spez thing, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I love Spez. I think he's hilarious and I love what he does. But it's similar to like when he, like the trolls on the Donald started harassing him. So he started changing all of their comments on the back end. So he has this funny, I know I'm the CEO, but oh, fuck you. I'm going to get my vengeance right now.
He's still kind of an internet troll with the ultimate.
Yeah, exactly. Gold, right? Like he may be the CEO, but at the end of the day, he's also just an internet guy. So,
yeah. I mean, if he doesn't abuse it, it's actually kind of fun.
Totally.
I mean, if he does it from time to time, that's kind of like goofy. I don't know. It's kind of nice to know. Like, I mean, what's the difference between that and like, anybody in power, I guess. People.
And at the end of the day, it's like, it is, I don't want a Reddit CEO to be like an old dude who doesn't get it, who's just trying to find ways to monetize it. Like, I'd want it to be one of us, you know what I mean? And Spez is definitely one of us, which I think is kind of the best thing about it. But it's funny nonetheless. But another thing, and this is something we just have to bring up because it was, we are now on the descending side of peak meme on this, but Thanos did nothing wrong. So do one of you guys want to explain this? Because this was a huge moment on Reddit last week, and we kind of want, I mean, we debated whether or not we wanted to do a sub dedicated to it, which we might do one in retrospect sometimes, but at the very least, I think we just need to talk about what exactly happened because you've probably seen it on like major news outlets at this point.
Have you guys seen it? The Infinity War?
No, I'm a little out of the loop on this one.
I'm not a big Marvel fan for whatever reason. For no particular reason. I just don't want to watch those kind of movies very often.
Yeah. No, so. I'm with
it's, you. It's like guys in like really slick rubber suits that are, I don't know, they all kind of look the same. And I don't get what they're getting out of it. It's not new to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And so basically, apparently the gist of Infinity War is that the villain Thanos wants to kill half of humanity or half of every living thing on Earth.
It's an interesting new plot.
Balance. And it's like, that's like basically the whole gist of like his evil plan. So the subreddit Thanos did nothing wrong, which is kind of like the, we did an episode on the Empire did nothing wrong, but it's where people take the controversial standpoint of like supporting the supervillain.
They decided we're supporting him for the good reason, being like, well, actually, if you think about it, this is kind of logical. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like That's hilarious. And basically what they did is say, well, if we support Thanos so much, why don't we do the same thing with our subreddit and ban half of everyone here so that we can maintain balance? Right. So they ended up doing that this week, which is so hilarious.
It's amazing.
Some people just got like totally kicked out of the sub. But the funny thing is, you have to be okay with it if you supported it in the first place.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I managed to escape the ban personally.
Good.
Yeah, I know. So I joined it a while ago because Thanos did nothing wrong, became like a very popular sub. But yeah, I didn't really understand what it was about because I've never seen Infinity War. So I was scratching the surface. And then when this thing happened, I was like, ooh, it's going to be an injustice if I'm actually let stay in this thing. Yeah. And lo and behold, I was not banned. So
what a relief.
Thank you, Lord Thanos.
When you first texted that about Thanos did nothing wrong, I was not paying attention to Thanos like right. I do. But I just assumed you were talking about Theranos did nothing wrong. And I was like,
oh,
yeah. And I started to be like, yeah, I get that. You know, like you America, start a business. If people want to give you money, that's their problem. Like, so what if she raised $2 billion and screwed a bunch of investors?
Yeah.
But for investors, I start like thinking, and then I'm like, oh, that's not what they're talking about.
No, it's a different thing entirely.
It's a comic book.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a pretty genius. I mean, it's one of those fun moments on Reddit that truly seem it only happened on Reddit. It's such a Reddit thing, and people were hyped about it for about 12 hours. Actually, people were hyped about it leading up to it because it became a thing where somebody had the idea and then it was a post, and then that post got an insane amount of upvotes, and then the guy who actually is the mod for that, for Thanos did nothing wrong, I think his name is like The Last Jedi something.
Right.
He kind of came out and was like, all right, we're doing it. I'm going to ban half of you. So be prepared. We're doing it on this day. So it was really dope. It was a really interesting little moment, but
totally.
Another thing that's been making its rounds, given that today, so we are, I'm not entirely sure when we're going to put this out. I assume it's going to be sometime in the next couple of days, but today is Sunday. And the World Cup final was today, and the two teams that were in the final were France and Croatia. France ended up winning it. I don't think that's a spoiler alert since it's already happened. But Croatia, there was a post. It's actually 15th on this top of this past week, and it's just on in sports, and it's don't be like Nikola Kalinic. I think he plays for Fenerbahce in Turkey, but. In Croatia's first group game versus Nigeria, Nikola Kalinic refused to come on as a substitute because his ego felt he was better than being a sub. The next day, he was sent home. Croatia are now in the World Cup final while he's sitting at home. Never be like Nikola Kalinic. Yeah, so it's actually kind of a nice, nice message.
Yeah,
but very pertinent to our topic. I know it's pretty fucking. You gotta be. Like, you're on a World Cup team, dude. It's not like you're not, this isn't, like, these are the best players in your whole country playing against the best players in everybody's country. So it's pretty fucking egotistical to, to pull up that shit, you know?
That is just insane. I feel like sportsmanship is like the biggest thing about the World Cup. It's you bringing every single country, I mean, not really, but tons of countries together. You have to be respectful and, like, you know, celebrate the wins. But
totally,
what a dick!
I know. No, it was a really real dickhead move. But man, he must really feel that egg in his face now. Yeah. You know?
Bummer.
I wonder if they would have won if they kept them.
Well, there's a debate right now. I was literally just reading that there's a debate about whether or not. Whether or not he's actually going to get a silver medal from the World Cup, because obviously he is technically eligible, but he's not a team player. He didn't act like a team player, et cetera. So,
I really think he doesn't get it.
Yeah, I know. That would be pretty bad. But another strange one. So I don't, this must be a bot driven sub, but there's a sub called Is Today Friday the 13th? And it has, I know, it's ridiculous. It has 34,000 readers. For whatever reason, there's 171 users here right now, which I don't really know why, but it's literally the entire subreddit is just the question, is today Friday the 13th? And then whether it, like, is it? If it is, it says yes. If it isn't, it says no. That's it. That's the entire sub.
That's so good.
But people are commenting on it too, though. It's like its own weird world. Like, I'm just clicked a random one from 2 months ago with 809 upvotes, and it's just, is today Friday the 13th? No. And then the top comment is, gosh, heck and darn, why must it always be like this? And then it's just people being like, oh, dang it, it's not.
Again, shoot.
But
I feel like this is like how you test against the Matrix.
It really is.
Some kind of like a human dumb trap or.
Totally. Yep.
This needs to be running at all times. But
this most recent Friday was Friday the 13th. So,
oh, damn. Cray?
Well, it's the top on 21. So this is the greatest day ever. You guys think tomorrow will be Friday the 13th too? That's amazing. That happened. I don't really know what else to say about that because it's so internet-y. Yeah.
I saw a good title that's Keanu Reeves, Bill and Ted 3 facing production issues.
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
This film no longer confirmed. So I don't know if you remember like a little while back that Bill and Ted 3 was confirmed.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
And now it's no longer confirmed. Which leads me to believe like, if anything's confirmed, nothing's confirmed ever.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's like a contract. I always find it interesting when people are like, "This, you sign this contract," and then someone goes, "But we have a contract," and then they pull it out of their drawer and they rip it in half.
And they're just like,
"We don't have a contract anymore." And this is, why the fuck did I sign in the first place? What's the point of that?
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's true.
Court. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. So I didn't know that they were doing a third one though. That seems like a money grab that'll make some cash and not be very good.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where it's like you might as well make it and be silly, you know, before you sort of die or something.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. Why not? Keanu Reeves seems like he wants to do it. It seems like he's into it. So it's like they were like fine. They were good movies, right? I don't know if you need a third one or not.
But. I mean, they were good, but I don't like, man, for somebody like Keanu who became an action star. How do you go back to being
like a silly stoner?
Yeah, exactly.
I bet they'll have him, you know, in the present time, he'll have like become a dad. He wears sweater vests.
Oh, that's true.
Like he's, you know, he's straightened out. He doesn't smoke weed anymore. And like Alex Winters comes back and he's like still a putz who drives like an IROC Z. And he's like, dude, we have one more adventure. He's like, I don't do that anymore. I'm a dad now. You know, it's like something like
guarantee that's exactly what it's going to be.
So spot on.
That's really funny.
You're going to have to drag him into the fray. And then he's going to hit the bong once and he's going to like, it's going to go right back to old times. It's going to be awesome. Perfect. Got to build it up. Did you see the Foo Fighters Christopher Walken impersonation?
Oh, it's perfect.
Like it's Dave Grohl giving his impersonation of Christopher Walken, asking where to put the emphasis on the words Foo Fighters because he's introducing the band.
At SNL.
And he's like, you know, where do I put the emphasis on Foo Fighters? And Dave Grohl like fucks with him knowing how it's going to sound and knowing that it's going to be a joke.
Yeah.
And tells him to put the emphasis on Fighters. And then Dave Grohl like does this awesome impersonation of Christopher Walken. Like actually very good, you know, like.
Oh, it's spot on.
He nails it. But it's like, Foo Fighters, you know, like that was terrible. That one I just did, but I think everyone has to do it now.
But that was kind of the sentiment. It was like, it was like Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Yeah. Well, I love he just like trolled like his own joke for, you know, for him and his band, you know?
I know. I mean, that's what I've always loved about the Foo Fighters. I don't really like their music much, but they seem like they are in on the perpetual joke of no matter what it is.
Yeah, like, they kind of don't take it all too seriously, right? That's what's lovable about them.
No, I mean, they used to do... I remember when that crazy church in Kansas was really popular, that the church that hates fags, those guys.
Oh, what are they called?
The Westboro Baptist Church.
That's right.
But when Westboro Baptist Church was a thing, I remember Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters would always show up and would be playing concerts really loudly near those people.
Yeah.
Which I just always thought was just like a really good way, because you're like making everybody else happy.
Yeah.
While punishing the people that are monsters. So
yeah, like drowning out the hate with some Foo Fighters music.
Exactly. So what a better way to do that. But anyway, okay, so that's the front page this past week. I guess we probably should have segued when we talked about the Croatia, the guy who had had gone back home early. I will say there's also a post 29 down. France may have won the World Cup, but Croatia won our hearts. Congratulations to the silver, or congratulations to the silver, which is a little, it's a bummer because it's, fuck man, it's like silver, yeah. You know, not what you want, you know, but.
What? So everyone I talk to sounds like they just didn't want France to win. Is it just because they're sort of like a powerhouse and have won?
Yeah, I mean, I think this World Cup was so interesting and it was so good. And I think that, so Croatia was the second smallest team.
Just to stop you before you go off on a 10-minute tangent, nobody wants to hear the recap of the World Cup. So let's just keep it to 30 that's seconds. True. Okay. Right, dog boobs? I'll be the one who says it.
Okay, that's fair. So Croatia was the second smallest country ever to make the World Cup. Ever to make the finals of the World Cup. And they I think were in two or three penalty shootouts to get there. So it was just like their stamina has been insane. They've showed just some fucking guts. And the player of the tournament was this little guy named Luka Modric, who was a Croatian player, who is just so insanely good and scrappy and lovable. So they were, you know, I think when you have a team like that,
they were like the perpetual underdog and like they kept
yes going off. Yes, they were. I mean, they were definitely they weren't a favorite, but they're truly a good team. But France, the French team is just fantastic. Like they're just a
in really like good WWE team, so. Analogies, how would you describe this one?
The Undertaker versus, it'd be like, you know what it'd be like, Triple H versus Sting. Right.
Oh, shit.
Like everybody wants Sting to win, but Triple H is a big boy, you know.
His tits are huge.
Yeah.
He's got massive meat sweater on his body.
And he's married to a McMahon, so he's part of the dynasty.
That's cool. Yeah. Smart move, you know.
I know. If you want to be that. But anyway, yeah, so the World Cup happened and so I guess Freed, you were the one who suggested we talk a little bit about some of these conspiracies, which somehow led to a normal day in Russia, I guess.
Yeah. So I think we're going to umbrella them all together, but I think we all sort of know that they're like the FIFA conspiracy of 2000, you know, let's just say 10 through 15 was kind of big out on the news, where essentially in 2010, when FIFA was making their decision of where the 2018 and 22 World Cups would be held.
Right.
They, you know, sort of infamously went to Russia and then Qatar. So this year, Russia and 4 years Qatar. So it sort of started this underground investigation by the FBI and then some other Interpol players in Europe, where they, you know, essentially like, they found this guy Chuck Blazer, who was an American who was on, you know, working for FIFA, and like he sort of started.
Sepp Blatter is like the worst.
Yeah, know, exactly. Yeah, so it kind of led to this big arrest in 2015, where all the Swiss police arrested a bunch of FIFA executives in a hotel, and then it kind of like, you know, their sort of operations sort of crumbled, and they you know sort of revealed that they'd been living off of bribery for a while.
Right.
Because it's such big business to host a World Cup. So
it's huge.
Everyone kind of assumed that stuff, but then it was like proven, right?
And the thing with Qatar too is like Qatar is could not be a less practical country to host the World Cup. I mean, it's so goddamn hot there. I think they have to play all of the games they have to play in air conditioned closed off arenas.
Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous
to pull it off. I think
So. Yes.
They literally have to. I mean, they literally have to build everything from scratch, and they don't even have cities. Like they don't have anything, and they're building cities. So, you know, they've had a lot of time to do it, but you know, we're all going to sort of cooperate and watch and sort of go along with this sort of corrupt thing. And Russia was that this year. So you kind of felt like maybe,
of course,
you know, it was public information that the only reason the cup was there was because they bought it. And I thought it was interesting that, like, you know, I think a lot of people, like England, thought they were going to host the World Cup in 2018 this year.
Right, right.
In 2010, when they didn't get it, it was like sort of heartbreaking for England. And then you almost had an England-Russia cup, which was
England beat Russia to advance to the semis. England beat Russia to advance to the semifinals.
Yeah, they beat Croatia, right? No.
No. So Croatia beat England to advance to the finals, but
that's right.
To get to the semis, England beat Russia. And it's also worth saying that the Russian team was like, they were the worst team in the tournament. And right. They like should never have gotten where they got. And then as soon as like the game started getting hard, they just, their jets turned on and everybody was like, wait a second. this doesn't like, make sense. Yeah.
So there's some sort of theories that, you know, I don't think the information's out yet because it's like too fresh and they're really good at hiding,
right?
And doping related. But, you know, based on anything we've heard, like the Russians dope hard. And those guys were probably super doped up for this because the world's watching and it's like a super geopolitical move to be good.
Of course.
And so, like, but you know, between all the halftimes, they're definitely like, you know, shooting a horse serum up their wings. And it showed. I mean, they played really well. So that's kind of the backdrop of it, which sort of just got me sniffing around in the conspiracy world of soccer, which is rife with cashish and payoffs and hookers, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't read anything about any, but I'm sure they were there, dude.
Yeah.
So I found this interesting stub. So this is just a post on our soccer, and it's by Everton, and he just proposes the question, what's your favorite football conspiracy theory ever? And so it sort of kicks off this thread of people giving their theories. And the first one that he writes, I thought was really interesting, and all has to do with David Beckham. So when he was becoming a declining football player, and he kind of became more of a marketing icon or a brand at the time, playing for Real Madrid, and he was at the end of the career. And so he's married to Victoria Beckham, who's got a fashion business. So the conspiracy is all of his footballing decisions after Real Madrid were actually just PR decisions for his wife's fashion business. So the only reason he moved to these particular cities to play, because after Real, he goes to LA, which is an entertainment town. He rubs elbows with a bunch of, you know, entertainment people who he's like, you know, sort of spreading his brand, his wife's brand to, and then he gets loaned out to a couple of other teams, one in Milan, one in Paris, and they're there. And there's, and so this theory is essentially that he became a marketing mechanism for his wife's brand, and that's it. Sort of on the back end of his career, essentially setting up, you know, life after football for him, which makes total sense. Like, it's not that dirty of a conspiracy, but I just thought it was, I'm like, yeah, that's a good, just a smart. Yeah.
I mean, that's marketing. A fascinating conspiracy, though, that you wouldn't even.
Well, and
I wonder if it has any. I mean, I guess it's.
And then think about the LeBron James move to LA and totally. Kind of go. Like,
yeah,
he's probably doing the same thing. I mean, he wants to set up parallel businesses that are not basketball related and like sort of expand the scope of his name while he's popular, and it's kind of just like seizing the moment, I guess.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with basketball at a certain point anymore. So just open your eyes, people, and quit being cheap. That's all I'm saying.
So that was the one that he initially brought up. But there's another one that was I thought was pretty captivating about. So this is so insane, but also
this is a messy one.
This is a messy one, dude.
Yeah, this is like the crazy one. This is a good one to talk about.
So crazy. And I think you probably have more information on it, but so this one,
it's confusing.
It's confusing. I mean, so the article is from Deadspin. The post itself is it's a top post on this thread on our soccer. And by the way, yes, we'll obviously post this on our subreddit and in our Facebook group or whatever, our Facebook page. But this post specifically is from r/soccer. But the conspiracy that Messi and Pedro, Messi obviously plays for Barcelona, the most popular player in the world probably, and then Pedro used to play for Barcelona as well, but doesn't anymore. I think now he plays for Chelsea. We're replicating the routes of gun smugglers in Syria with a goal they scored in a Clásico match. So Clásico, the El Clásico is the famous match between Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Oh my God.
So this is an insane conspiracy, but basically without reading the entire, I'll kick off this Deadspin article and then I'll let you take over on this one, Fareed. But so basically the article is, are Messi and Barcelona sending secrets to help rebels smuggle guns into Syria? The answer is no, obviously not. That would be stupid. But we can't ignore it because at least one entity is buying into the conspiracy theory that Messi, Pedro, and their Barcelona teammates were sending hidden messages to the Syrian resistance via their on-field play in a recent Clásico. Syrian State TV. So Syrian State TV thinks this, or thought it at least. In the second leg of the Copa del Rey match against Real Madrid in January, Messi made one of his patented Messi runs, dribbling through and around trouble and finding Pedro inside the box to slot it home. Another piece of mastery, but according to state-run TV station Adunia, the whole thing was staged to show Syrian rebels watching at home the best routes for smuggling guns into war-torn Syria.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah, so yeah.
You kind of go like, why would Messi or this team care about anything that's going on with the Syrian army? Are they just fans? And right. So there's kind of two competing theories, right? And the first is that this was a secret message orchestrated by the Qatar Foundation, which sponsors Barca's team, right?
Uh-huh.
So on the front of their jersey, it says Qatar Foundation. So you're like, okay,
right.
What have we learned from following? What have we learned from taking down Big Pharma?
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Follow
the trail. Duh. So, that's kind of the one sort of crazy theory, is that the Qatar Foundation is this nonprofit that's funding the Sunni state of Qatar, which is fighting against the Syrian government, right?
Okay.
So you're kind of going, all right. So Qatar has spoken to the coach and he said, you're all going to get paid out a massive amount of cashish, or I will kill your children if you do not pass these messages to the people that are fighting the Syrian government. And this is how you're going to do it.
Damn.
You're going to do it from a bird's eye view on a field that they will be watching from I'm guessing like a 9-inch black and white TV in a Kwanzaa hut somewhere in the desert. Yeah. And that's where they pick up the signal. Yeah, that's why I don't know how to smuggle guns.
I mean, it's insane. Yeah, I mean, it's so, this is more from the article. It's, so when superimposed on a map, the movement of the ball matches an overland route from Lebanon through Homs to the eastern city of Al-Mayadeen. Sure, it doesn't match exactly, and you need to keep shifting the map to keep it up with the camera, but let's indulge them for a second. The second line is the Lebanese border. When Messi receives the pass from the midfield, he's representing the origin of the arms on the black market in Lebanon, which was exploded which has exploded since resistance began. He's swarmed by Real Madrid defenders, and he takes a circuitous route north and west to Homs, which has been a focal point of uprising. These defenders, too, must be in the conspiracy because they represent the difficulties in smuggling arms to the heavily populated pro-Assad West. So anyway, so that's... that's insane. I mean, you know, it is obviously insane to think. However, the world soccer is, man, it is really corrupt. And I think it's corrupt in almost a fun way, in a weird way, where like the FIFA thing is so corrupt, it feels like you're watching like an old school New York mafia at work, right?
Yeah, and that's what they seem like for sure.
Oh, 100%. And so, but there's also weird things. Like I was actually talking to my mom had a foreign exchange student that lived at our house when my brother was in high school, and he's from Germany, so he came and visited. And there's this German player named Mesut Ozil, who is a really amazing player, and he's plays for my favorite team in England. And he didn't have a very good World Cup, but he also got absolutely slandered by the German press. So really? I asked this kid Max. I was like, "Well, what do you think about Mesut Ozil?" And he was like, "Well, it's complicated politically because evidently Mesut Ozil a couple days before took a picture with President Erdogan from Turkey, mm-hmm. and it made this big to do within the German media about Ozil potentially jeopardizing his chances with Germany because of his relationship with Turkey." And maybe that has something to do with the Turkish relationship with the Germans. And it was just this whole thing where these guys are so popular on a global scale that like they get used for people's batshit crazy ideas all the time, you know? Wow. And then a lot of them are also constantly in tax fraud problems.
Isn't that wild?
I know. It's bizarre. It's fucking bizarre,
dude. It's weird how tied together like football, soccer is with corruption.
Oh, isn't it's crazy.
It's like, yeah. I feel like that's part, you know how like professional wrestling has all the bullshit drama? It almost feels like the corruption shit is part of what soccer's appeal is.
Wow.
I just
you think about it. I was looking up the statistics, 3.2 billion people watched that game today, which is insane. That's so many fucking people. 100 million people watch the Super Bowl. So the whole world's watching. So it becomes this like geopolitical chessboard where you're sort of fighting wars.
Yeah.
With players.
And that's one side of it is like to sort of boast how great your country is, right? And then the other side is just there's so much building and contracts that are like being exchanged that a lot of people are making a ton of money during these times, and they want to get a piece of that cash, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Dude.
Yeah. So how did this lead you over to a normal day in Russia?
So I started clicking around, and then I got into, one of the posts was, I kept Googling conspiracy Russia, FIFA, or like cool. World Cup,
perfect.
Corrupt, right. 2018, Russia fails. And then I started looking for Russian fails, right? Specifically for how they're pulling off this World Cup. Because during the Olympics, there's all these great Russian fails where like the drain for the bathtub would be on the high side of the tub and the water would just pool at the bottom. You're like, there you go again, Russia. You screwed it up. And I saw this picture of a Russian stadium that they built, and it didn't have enough seating. And so they built this like addendum set of seating that was kind of like built on a scaffolding. I'll find it and send it to you guys. And it just looks super shady and really dangerous. And that led me into this sort of rabbit hole of pictures and stuff that is just like crazy ass Russian shit.
Yeah.
And man, oh man, that place is kind of scary, right? But like exciting. Wow. And the top post is this guy, is this Russian guy, and he's just attempting to put his head through like a Toyota's window. And he's just smashing his face, right?
I just saw that.
Yeah. And he just, and you go, this is the one. He's going to get it. Yeah. No, this, oh, geez.
He cannot break the glass. But what's fucked up is he is trying. He's trying really hard. He's
getting a concussion every single time. And someone's probably offered to pay him $25. I don't know. You know, like something affordable for sure.
Yeah.
That's the cool part about Russia is that you can go, your cash gets you a lot. Like you can buy a Kalashnikov or pay a guy to put his head through a glass or whatever. That's pretty exciting.
Wow, Russia. Can you imagine? I could never live there. I could never live there. This looks insane.
I mean, it's kind of a dream of mine to take the Trans-Siberian Railroad, to be completely honest.
Yeah?
Like, it just feels like you would just see some insane shit that you've never really seen before. Really? And you'd also see most things you've seen a million times, but what was that, Dog Boops?
I feel like it would be like the movie Snowpiercer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. You'd be, I mean, I
dead people, roach, bugs, pretty cool.
Yeah, you take one wrong turn and you end up in like the proletariat quarters.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is insane, have you, dude. You this have picture never is been so Russia? Insane. I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't. But it's this kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, it looks interesting. It looks like everyone just drinks all day, every day, and is freezing.
Yeah.
And it looks like, I don't know, like New Jersey, like a shitty part of New Jersey in like 1980. You know? Like it still looks like that.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre. And,
you kind of ask yourself, you're like what the fuck is wrong with everything? I think the people are probably decent, you know, I'm sure.
No, yeah. I guarantee it, dude. It's not a presumption. Like the people are obviously great, but
I guess it's just maybe leads back to like having some shitty economy where nobody has anything to do and they just sit around and like drink and do meth and are depressed.
God, it seems depressing.
It looks depressing. And these pictures are fucking crazy. Oh man, this is great. Yeah. This is a picture of a Greyhound bus, and the underneath carriage portion where you stow your baggage has been made into a makeshift bed for a guy who is in a Speedo and he weighs about 285 pounds. He's in a Speedo and he's just sleeping in there. it's like that's how they roll over there.
Yeah, seriously. There's this right. one that's called, it says Siberian Seasons, Frost and Mosquitoes. And it's a picture of just like the only seasons you get in Siberia, I guess. It's this girl, snow on her eyelashes, totally freezing. And then a picture of her covered in mosquitoes.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that one the other day. It's fucking horrifying, dude.
Oh, how do you just sit there and let them? I can feel it. I feel them biting me.
That's why you don't want to get in a fist fight with a Russian guy or anything, or girl, I guess. They just, they've been through more shit, man.
Yeah. They're crazy.
Look at that.
My favorite strange thing about Russia, and I don't really understand how still, but like, so they've domesticated bears? Like, does it, like, what is that all about?
They have? How do they do it?
Well, like, I don't totally understand, but like, that's a big part of, you, I guess maybe called a tame bear? Is a wild bear captured?
I think if you keep a bear very fat and well-fed, it's just lazy and doesn't, it's not aggressive, you know? I think it's as simple as that.
So I mean, I found an article on The Chive, and I don't know if that's particularly, I mean, I don't know. Who knows if it's true, but there's literally just a quick post that says, it's for in the humor section, it says, in Russia, bears are essentially just really big dogs. And then there's all these photos of people walking around with bears. And it just seems insane. Like, I mean, I feel like the lure of bears here, or the lure of bears, is that they're like gonna fucking completely rip your face off immediately. Yeah. You know?
I kind of love this.
And they're brown bears too. It's like not like they're you know, black bears, which are allegedly a little bit tamer. So
look at that gigantic grizzly in the cab.
Yeah, I don't really understand that one.
I love it. They're cute.
I'm actually going to do a little research.
Every guy
in real time about the bear thing in Russia.
So. I know. I like went back to see this like. Something about like Russian domesticated bears, calling them tame bears. And like, I think it might stem from like the whole dancing bear thing that would happen. Like it would happen a lot in Europe and Asia in the Middle Ages where they'd tame a bear and then like,
right.
you know, they'd dance around and you'd get money out of it. But
right.
I guess that seems like maybe that feels like something Russia would have held on to for a while.
Totally agree.
I think that's like the crux of their cultural export. It seems like it's vodka. Yeah. It's being stuck in 1980 in a shitty neighborhood in New Jersey, and then it's taming bears.
Yeah,
like those three it seems that way.
It's sad.
This is a site called Russia Beyond that maybe I'm not entirely sure if it's. I don't really know what the vibe is, but this is an article. So, how to tame a bear? One family. Hacked.
One Russia family's experience. What was that, Fried?
Oh, I was going to say, are we officially hacked now? Are we dead?
Oh, yeah, because I'm on this website, you mean?
Yeah, I'm on it too. We're all fudged.
We're all fudged, dude. So in 1993, an ordinary Russian family adopted a three-month-old bear cub that was struggling to survive. How did they manage to turn this wild animal into a cute and cuddly pet? No, it's not as if bears live in every Russian family's pets. But there is a family that keeps one. So I don't, because this makes it seem like this is a complete anomaly, but that doesn't really explain why Russians have bears in other pictures. You know what I mean?
Wow. God, the whole dancing bear thing, modern day, looks so abusive.
This is a great website.
It is actually a really nice website.
This is a post called Belts, Slaps, and Dark Rooms. Why is corporal punishment still acceptable in Russia?
What does it say?
It's about, it's an article here. Many adults in Russia believe they still have the right to spank their kids and teach them a lesson. And this is exactly how they were raised. So it's an article about just essentially saying how, culturally speaking, spanking and belting your kids is still socially acceptable. And this is as of 2017.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I'm not going to read the whole article. I'm sure they have some details, but you know, I'll just read the top line. I'm sure that's all they
have. The top line.
I'm sure that's all it's about. The other article, I'm going to spend time on this later too. The Red Sparrow movie review. Is Russia really like this? Have you guys seen Red Sparrow with J-Law?
I haven't. I'm sure you have, obviously, because you're wife, but I have not.
There's a scene. So she essentially becomes a spy and they get sent to spy school. And there's all these scenes where they're trained to become like sexual honeypots, to get the attention of the man they're about to assassinate and fucking stab in the neck. And so there's all these like very sort of uncomfortable sexual scenes with J-Law and this other Russian guy. And they're like pretty rapey and like, they're weird because they're in a classroom and there's like a bunch of people standing and watching in like a dark gray Russian classroom. And it's like so cold and uncomfortable.
Right.
And so I'm sure this review says that's how it exactly was.
Exactly how it was.
Oh, man. That movie kind of flopped.
Yeah. It didn't see. I feel like J-Law is on a downturn right now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think in general, like movie stars are less and less of a thing.
I agree
like
with that.
Like big, like global stars, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she might be like sort of the last big one.
I just feel like she flew a little too close to the sun. Like she got so popular that. Well, it wasn't even that she got popular. Like
us the whole time.
Yeah, well, she just was very she got really big on a couple really massive franchises, and I feel like she just became a huge success. So she's having a hard time replicating that success in new kinds of films.
Yeah, she'll be on like a TBS show next year, probably.
Totally. So here's another website about the bear thing, because I am just genuinely fascinated. This is from Sputnik, which is it's actually a Russian, basically it used to be, I don't know if it still is, a Russian state-owned media company. But this is Ordinary Day in Russia, which is a little bit more of a sophisticated way to say what the name of the subreddit is, a normal day in Russia. But it's Ordinary Day in Russia, bears walk through the streets of a Siberian town.
Wow.
And so residents of the town of Naryungri in Russia's Sakhra Republic are used to close encounters with their furry forest neighbors. However, the last few days have seen an uptick in brown bear sightings in urban areas, prompting authorities to take action. So, yeah, I mean, so that doesn't seem particularly crazy, but that doesn't really answer why there are so many bears in Russian photos, though. Somebody needs to, if you're listening to this right now and you're Russian or know anything about this, give us a shout, because I would actually love to have some more insight on why there are apparently more, there's so many bears and photos in Russia. So,
it is weird. I found this really funny one on A Normal Day in Russia. It's just, I feel like the reason it's funny is because of how the person wrote the post, but it's a picture of like a really shitty version of Shrek and Donkey. Okay. Statues in the middle of a Russian playground. They just look horrible, like bootleg pinata style versions of the characters. And the post titled Shrug and His Friend Dungy.
is that what they're named? I didn't see that one.
I love this. Shrug. That's
amazing. Shrug and Dunky.
God.
Shrug. Kind of says it all about Russia in a nutshell, in a way. Like, it's not quite as good. It's close, but it's a little bit fucked up, you know?
Yeah. Right. I wonder if this is a derogatory sub or not. I don't feel like it is, but I'm like not sure, to be honest.
These seem like cultural like foibles or something like that. You know, like it doesn't seem.
Well, I mean, there's also because in the right
like
hand,
dumb fat American and Russian, Florida man, and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this like
pretty stupid.
The side. I don't know what you call it. The sidebar and this sub. By the way, this is a really popular sub too. By the looks of it, so. Normal day in Russia, 409,000 readers, 840 on here right now. So, actually, Dog Boobs, do you want to read these guidelines and rules?
Yeah. So, the guidelines for this one, and real quick note, there are other a normal day in insert country subreddits. So, I think it's really a cool subreddit that's trying to get to like what day to day is like in some of these places.
Right.
But the guidelines for a normal day in Russia are content doesn't have to be strictly Russia. Your visualization of a normal day is good enough. We're here for laughs, after all. Video's good, but pics and GIFs are better. Articles work well, too. Help the subreddit grow by submitting content and spreading the word. The rules are no Yakov Smirnoff. A normal day in Russia post deletes you. I don't know what.
Yakov Smirnoff was a Russian comedian popular in the 90s
here in America.
And his whole shtick was like, I'm the Russian guy, make fun of me. It was like all like Russian shticky comedy.
Okay.
And so he kind of had this like blast of success for like 2 or 3 years where like he was getting show deals. And I think, but it was kind of hacky, you know?
Right.
It's just funny. Yeah,
right. I didn't know that.
The rest of the rules are, I feel like they kind of set the tone. Like number two is no quote, meanwhile in Russia, it gets horribly overused here. Right. No, not safe for work or not safe for life content. No Photoshops or fake content. No reposts. That's it, pretty much. So right. I think it's trying to be funny, but not in the way that's like, I don't know, super making fun of the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a shtick. Like, I mean, I think there's one eight down right now, and it's actually from the World Cup final today, and this kind of sums it up perfectly. It is like pouring like crazy in the stadium, and the post the headline is True Russian Hospitality, and it looks like it's raining, but nobody really is protecting themselves. But the only person with an umbrella is somebody holding it for Vladimir Putin the French president and the Croatian president are just being drenched on right beside him. So it's pretty quintessential. But yeah, I mean, and so some of these other subreddits that are also mentioned, it's fake history porn, UC comrade, which is kind of like you'll see comrade. This is like, that's kind of the whole idea, is that it's like as if somebody is saying UC comrade and then making a point. So it's funny pictures, but it's also just funny in general. A normal day in America. So that one is also, so to your point, that one's a little bit like in the cartoon depiction of what America is. Yeah. This is what a normal day in that place looks like. But it is mostly, it's all comedy. So
I like that.
These are fun. These remind me of like, I don't know, like old stereotype jokes from the 90s or something.
Right, totally.
Like
totally.
Polish jokes. They're kind of nostalgic. They're just sort of silly and they don't seem offensive at all.
No, I would be very curious if we have any Russians listening to this, what they think about a normal day in Russia, because I don't think it is offensive. But I mean, it is also worth saying too, there's like Brazilians in the Moscow metro is a post from the top of this past month, and it's three Brazilians walking into the metro with like these ridiculous outfits on. So it's not exclusively about being Russian. It's some kind. It's like Russia as a majestic, weird place where all these weird people coexist. You know, like a post now. Inaccurate analysis. The England football team visited an orphanage in Russia yesterday. It's heartbreaking to see their little faces with no hope," said Vladimir, age 6. You get it? That's funny. That's funny.
This is a pretty sick story from Russia about a tiger. Russian poacher wounds a tiger. Then the tiger tracked him back to his cabin and waited for him to return to kill and eat him.
Dude, I love that.
Right on. That's like some pettiness. Like, that's a vengeful, petty tiger.
Totally.
Oh God, get away. Like,
I there's a book about it that I read, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's that book. And it's called The Tiger, and it's about this this Siberian hunter and this whole stalking of these like huge Siberian tigers in the sky. And it's a true story, and it like really talks about basically just how difficult it is, and this guy just like battles this Siberian tiger, which are like 600 pounds or something, like massive. Crazy.
I mean, that's the thing with Russia. I mean, Russia is actually, I think geographically it reminds me a lot of Canada, you know, because we have, when you think of Canada, you think of Montreal, Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, maybe. But like, there's so much more Canada, you know, and it's really harsh shit up there, you know. And I think Russia is very similar, where it's like, fuck, dude, like you have, you know, St. Petersburg, you have Moscow, you have Sochi, but then you have all of Siberia, where it's just like, who fucking knows what's going on over there, you know?
No kidding. I feel like that's got to be one of the scariest places.
They got tigers, which is not that far from Alaska. Like, hypothetically, Alaska could have tigers, which means Canada has tigers, which means, like, we got fucking tigers, dude.
That's true.
They're just right there. I think it's not that far away.
Yeah, I mean, and in theory, because that's the thing with Russia, too, is, I mean, if you take the Trans-Siberian Railroad, you end up in China, right? I mean, that's one of those countries that I think you forget. You almost forget how geography works when you think of Russia. Because you're like, oh, yeah, Russia. It's that country beside Finland and China, you know? And that's like, what? Wait, what? Yeah. So
Finland doesn't exist. That's been a meme going around.
Wait, why?
A lot of people think Finland isn't real on Reddit.
Wait, how? How's that possible?
It just isn't there, man. There's no coastline.
Hold on a fucking second.
I stumbled on that quickly today, and I was like, wait, I got to bring this up. There's this sort of Finland isn't real movement going on Reddit. Prove to me Finland exists.
Okay, hold on. This is blowing my mind. I need to dig into this really quickly. I
mean, what do you really know about Finland?
I mean, I've been there, but maybe when I was there, they said it was Finland and it wasn't Finland.
So we really don't have confirmation that Finland's a thing.
It could easily not be a thing, and it could just be a stockpile place for Russia to put their extra Kalashnikovs and unmarried brides.
I mean, I think this whole idea of countries not actually being there in general is fucking hilarious, and is actually a popular through line in conspiracy theory circles, right? Like, one month ago, there was a popular Ask Reddit post that was, what conspiracy theory is so stupid it's funny? Uh-huh. And the top post is that Australia doesn't exist. And it's a massive cover-up for Britain killing hundreds of thousands of prisoners at sea and just saying they sent them to Australia. It gets even more ridiculous in the continuation of the cover-up. Apparently, all airline pilots and boat captains are in on it. And whenever someone visits Australia, it is actually a cleared-out section of land in South America that has thousands of paid actors to be Australian.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I went to Australia and it seemed a little funny. It didn't really add up.
That's funny. I mean,
do you feel like everyone's kind of looking at you when you're there and you're like, they're watching my move so they can react. Acting is reacting.
Yeah, man.
They're just making sure you don't ever like look to the east and see Mexico or whatever. Yeah. I want to really dig into this weird Finnish conspiracy.
I think it's something that was, I kind of just briefly looked at it and was like, ooh, what if, I wonder if you guys know what it is. I'm going to keep digging on it. I think we should put it on the maybe board for later.
I love that idea.
Because we don't want to not see Finland coming. We don't want this to be a tactic for us to not, you know, oh, we go, oh, of course Finland was never there. Now I'll stop thinking about Finland.
Yeah.
Finland comes
in. And then they come creeping in.
We were here the whole time, bitch.
I've got some background on the Finland meme.
Oh, good.
All right. Why doesn't Finland exist? Finland Does Not Exist is a meme that was created in 2015 that was first spread over Reddit. The general idea is that Finland does not exist and the land there is actually just part of the Baltic Sea. According to the theory, Finland was created during the Cold War. However, some people say as early as the 1920s by Russia and Japan. The construct of Finland allows Japan to fish in the Baltic Sea between Sweden and Russia without restriction from competition, catch limits, environmental regulations, or other concerns. In return, Russia gets a percentage of the catch. This catch is then transported across Russia to Eastern Europe, which, again, according to the theory, is the reason the Trans-Siberian Railway was created. And from there, shift over to Japan, pretending to be Nokia products. The theory that tells us why Nokia is one of the largest Finnish companies and why Japan is supposedly the largest importer of Nokia products. This sounds like a conspiracy. There's an entire subreddit for it called Finland Conspiracy.
What?
Whoa.
Oh man, do we need to completely start this episode over and talk entirely about Finland conspiracy? Maybe this is a good part two of this specific episode.
This is very intense.
Is this? There are 21,000 people subscribed to this.
This is wild.
What in the hell?
Oh my god.
Long explanation that
I can't believe this.
I mean, if Russia got the World Cup by bribing officials, there's, in theory, they could take a country like Finland, use it as a fishing port just to not pay taxes, or you know what I mean? Like, I think this adds up to me, and they've done stuff like this in the past. So I don't know.
Weird.
I'm kind of with it.
there's a post on this sub that says seems about right, and it's a graph, and it says how much I know about things. Politics, the small tick. Women, negative a million. Soccer, -6. Anything that might be of value to functioning society, a little bit, and then Finland not existing, and it's just like through the roof.
This is so wild.
There's
a post in here that kind of gives like the whole rundown. It's too long to read, but the top comment on it is, I'm Finnish. Is this a joke or do I not exist? Your whole life is a lie. This other Finnish guy's like, I have one question. How do I profit from this?
That's amazing. I mean, I think because we're kind of approaching Rogan time anyway, I think this might be our first ever two-part Did You Reddit episode that doesn't really even be – it's kind of two parts and one topic, but also this is just like almost the continuation of our conversation. But
yeah.
I feel like we need to pick up on Finland conspiracy next week.
I agree. I need to know more.
Because I don't really understand – how this exists, and for something to have 21,000. I have a feeling if this is subreddit rules, no asking if this subreddit is serious. And that was my number one question. It was, I don't know if this is serious or fake, but this seems like serious.
They beat you on reality like very quickly.
Totally. All right, cool. Well, we'll continue on this one. I think.
Finland's the perfect country to not exist because we don't need anything from them. Nobody wants to go there.
Well, like, and like white, like pickled whitefish. Come on. I mean,
yes, this is true. I mean, I have been there, but I've only been to where I was told was Reddit or was Finland. Not,
I think you were actually in German or Sweden.
In the Baltic Sea.
Or you were on a ship the whole time being chloroformed.
That's possible. All right. I love it. Okay, cool. So we'll continue this one next week then. What did we talk about today? What did we learn today?
Well,
damn. Soccer is very corrupt.
Yes.
Gotta love it though. Still a lot of fun. Lots of fun conspiracy theories, like David Beckham. He's just in it now for Victoria's fashion line. And I think it makes a lot of sense when you're under the downswing and you're an athlete and your body's starting to get old. Why not pivot?
Yeah, it's kind of like passing the baton from one of their careers to the next.
Yeah,
in a sense. Like, I mean, it's a good family guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Nice move, D-back. If you couldn't get any more handsome, more sweet, you go ahead and you just make your wife's life amazing.
Oh, what a guy. What a prince.
Jeez, I don't know. What did I learn? I mean, I guess this – I really like this messy conspiracy about them – that the Barcelona team has been telling Syrian rebels – how to get fucking arms through a incidental passing structure on a fucking soccer field. Dude, that's just insane. That is such a
That's such a wild conspiracy theory that an entire run media believes.
Yes.
I mean, if hypothetically, if you were able to turn a soccer field into like a letters board or some kind of a map, it'd be really, really easy. Like if everybody just could read that, like sign language.
Yeah.
It makes total sense. And it'd be easy to transmit signals all over the world.
Yeah, true.
In plain daylight. It's brilliant, actually. God. Yeah. This is why I never made it to the spy school.
All right. Cool. Yeah. All right. So let's hit a couple randoms and close this one out. And then we'll continue next week with the where we left off on the Finnish conspiracy.
Love it. I found a good one. It's called Enough Musk Spam. And it's for those people who have had enough of the Elon Musk circle jerk that is Reddit.
Oh, boy, dude. I'm starting to get there. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
That might be a really good topic for us to talk about, because I think Elon Musk is definitely his stock is falling as we speak.
Yeah. Is he like the Taylor Swift of engineers?
He really is. I think he's the Taylor Swift of entrepreneurship.
That's a great. That's a great analogy.
Totally.
I listen to a lot of music.
One of these days, do an episode on him.
I think that's a good. I think we should just do one on that sub in general.
Yeah, so, that's a good one.
I got Flork of Cows official. What the fuck is that? Flork of Cows.
That sounds. I guess it's a promising.
Maybe it's a comic artist. I think. That's what I'm getting.
Well, it sounds really cool.
I got one. Oh my god! Here's a really funny one. Pop heads. This is a subreddit dedicated to people that are into pop music, which is
interesting.
Very weird.
So, what are they like? 9-year-olds?
Pretty much. Yeah.
This one's interesting. It's all about fountain pens, which is like one of those things that you want to get into, but you don't. Right. But you want to get into it.
Yeah, gotta get that nice pocket
watch or something. Like, it's very classy.
Yeah,
very chill. I don't know if I'll ever get one, but
I think you should try to aspire to it.
I'm gonna talk about getting one for the next couple weeks. How about that?
Try it on.
My brother and I have both gotten each other fountain pens for Christmases.
Oh, what?
I don't think either of us have used them. So.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, a lot of lettering.
Oh, I found a pretty cool subreddit called Our Brutalism, and it's like the architectural design.
Yeah, the architectural movement, brutalism.
Yeah, and it's all like all concrete stuff. But
oh, yeah.
That's what I never really knew about that. I feel like I've heard it before, but didn't really get it. And now seeing all of it, it's very interesting. Such a good name for that look.
Oh, yeah. Brutalism's great. So, super cool. All right, cool. Well, let's close this one out, guys. This has been a fun one. I'm sorry it's been a remote one again, but we're just going to have to all be in a room sometime soon. Maybe we can do it for the upcoming Finnish episode.
Yes.
But otherwise, like, rate, subscribe, you know, all that stuff. Still have a Patreon. We need to eventually update our Patreon. I know we just have not been very attentive, so we need to get back to that. But
Reached out on Instagram, sent a little message.
Oh yeah, love so that boy.
Having a pretty intense little back and forth. By back and forth, that means he sent one message and I responded at once. It's getting critical. I think he's playing hard to get right now. He's like holding out and he's trying to build the pressure.
He does that. And then I still have to send Tim his sword, but I'm going to do that here tomorrow. So
You just drive it down from where you are in Columbus. He's probably around.
Hey, it's somewhere around here.
Soldiers.com in Columbus. You should just do a swing by.
Do a bulk order. Pick them all up.
You do the sales pitch we keep giving them, but just do it in person.
Can I speak with Helen, sales rep? That I always talk to over the line. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, all right, guys. Well, we will be back next week with another episode of Did You Read It? My name is It's Your Dad.
No boobs.
On my free day.
See you later.